Welcome to episode 203 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we are continuing Conspiracy Week in this month of government by taking a look at a connection between the Soviet Union and the JFK assassination. Dozens of conspiracy theories surround the death of John F. Kennedy. Second shooters, military-industrial complex, yada yada yada. But did you know that those conspiracy theories may themselves be a conspiracy? The year is 1963. The Cold War is in full swing, and the United States and Soviet Union are glaring each other across the globe, neither country willing to step down in fear that the other would pounce. Any weakness could give the other side an advantage. Turning American shortcomings into Soviet schemes was a specialty of the Russian Secret Service. Now, a Russian named Vasily Mitrokhin was a major in the KGB, or the Russian Secret Service, and worked in the archives of the Foreign Intelligence Service. For 30 years, Mitrokhin took notes on everything he saw, most importantly the classified documents that passed through his hands. This so-called Mitrokhin archive has proved a treasure trove of information on Soviet activity during the Cold War. Among these dockets, I guess it's kind of like an early version of WikiLeaks now that I think about it, among these documents were files on JFK's assassination. While they show that the Soviets weren't involved in the actual murder, the files do show that the Russians used this devastating event to try and get the upper hand on the U.S. At a time when the United States government was trying to hold on to support of the country and attempting to show a united front against communism, why not introduce an element of doubt? So the Soviet Union covertly imported conspiracy theories to the United States. The files even point to a specific American, Mark Lane, as the communist conduit. Indeed, Lane did publish a book called Rush to Judgment, which rejects the official description of the assassination and suggests a conspiracy. Although Lane has a history of anti-US government behavior, he has rejected the assertions of the Mitrokhin archives as an outright lie, and that he had nothing to do officially with the communists. Whether Lane was involved or not, the Soviet strategy was clearly successful, because to this day there are fools who still don't believe in the complete benevolence and all-loving nature of our government. Thanks for tuning in to episode 203 of the Daily Brainwave. You can send comments about the show to me at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue Conspiracy Week by taking a look at the conspiracy of the monkey.